The Art of Work, Section 22. As I surveyed everything that is done under the sun, I observed the wicked dominating others and inflicting pain. Later I saw those same evil people buried with honor in a sacred place. They were even praised in the very city where they had abused others. This is futile, for when judgment against crime is not quickly carried out, the hearts of the people are filled with evil plans. Still, I am convinced that even though a wicked person commits 100 crimes and lives a long time, those who honor God will eventually be blessed with good. Because the wicked do not honor God, it will not go well with them and their lives will fade into the darkness. Yet there are times upon this earth when the righteous get what the wicked deserve and the wicked get what the righteous deserve. Trusting in justice is also futile. So I commend the simple pleasures of living, for there is nothing better under the sun than to eat and drink and enjoy life. Then joy will accompany us in our work through all the days God gives us. There is a Chinese food restaurant I know called the Eat and Drink Restaurant, and I would sometimes chuckle at its name, for it certainly never conjured up any great expectations of what you might receive inside the door. And inside, the cheap paper lanterns and faded artwork hung askew, the bench seating and tables were never updated, and the floor tiles were actually worn bare in places. Yet the place was always busy, for the owners were cheerful people who enjoyed serving good food. I know that feeling. I've been cooking all my life. Everywhere I've worked, I've ended up somehow in the kitchen, from a tent in the middle of the forest for tree planters, to a feeding center in a third world, to a dining hall, to a banquet hall. I enjoy creating a good meal and serving it to hungry guests. Yet in some ways it seems like a foolish way to spend your time, for the preparation of a meal can take an inordinate amount of time to plan, purchase, and prepare. Many things can go wrong, and if it's a large event, there can be a bit of stress getting everything to come out at the right time and cooked well. Yet all of that is so worthwhile when you see people enjoy what you have put before them. Enjoying a meal together should be the highlight of our day, and that expectation is fundamental to all cultures and all of human history. So why do we have such a hard time accepting that these simple pleasures of life are the sum total of what we should expect from all our hard work under the sun that day? Kohelet tells us that if we can't find joy in the simple things of life, we simply never will find joy. If we are always looking to gain something else down the road, we miss the good things of today. However, if we can learn to accept the simple pleasures of life as our lot in life, then that same joy will accompany us in our work throughout the entire day. We all know how the thought of a pleasant meal together with people you enjoy at the end of your day can certainly make the whole day much brighter, especially if someone else does the dishes. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes, Art of Work, Bringing Ancient Wisdom to Life. Thank you for listening.